For Oasis Audio, I'm Wayne Shepherd, talking with Jim Daly, the president and CEO of Focus on the Family. Jim's voice is heard daily on the widely syndicated Focus on the Family broadcast. But his real claim to fame for us today is that he's put together two great books, which we want to talk about. He's compiled these books using lots of friends and associations. And Jim, thanks for taking time out of your busy day to join me.
Yeah, Wayne, it's great to be with you.
Your books, published in print by Worthy Publishing and as an audio book by Oasis Audio, are The Best Advice I Ever Got on Marriage and The Best Advice I Ever Got on Parenting. Let's talk about the marriage book first. Where did the idea come from, Jim?
Well, my recollection, we sat around at Focus on the Family, and you know, the wonderful thing about sitting in front of the microphones every day with people that know what they're talking about is that you hear wonderful advice and you gain great wisdom just by doing those interviews. And I think at one point we just started kicking around that idea that what if we actually put some of these great ideas down into a book for people to get that best advice, both for marriage and for parenting. So that was the genesis of it. You know, no one person holds all wisdom. I mean, King Solomon may have had that designation a long time ago, but you know, I think we learn a lot from one another, and these are such great authors speakers, and so that was the idea.
Yeah. Well, I'm just looking down the list of just the marriage book here. We've got Ken Blanchard and Andy Stanley and Paul and Terry Reeser, and there's Les and Leslie Parrott, and the list goes on. H.B. London's on this list as well.
Yeah.
So
you
know some pretty interesting people.
Well, Lee Strobel and Gary Thomas as well. So it's true. It's just one of the privileges, and I don't take that lightly. It's a wonderful thing to meet deep thinkers, people that have been not just the examples, but have actually lived through it. And that's the other element of the book that I love. These are practical confessions, really, and things they did well and things they could have improved on. And I love that freshness and that approach. We don't want to project a plastic or glass appearance. We want people to know that even those of us, yes, that speak about this all the time, struggle at times in our marriages and parenting our kids.
Mm-hmm. You're right, though, about being in a place, a nexus where people come together. You learn so much, don't you?
Oh, you do. And I think, you know, for the fast pace that we all live at, to be able to have an owner's manual, you know, the book that can help you. If people are going to read a marriage book or read a parenting book and need some instruction because they're struggling in those areas, this would be the book to get. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm hopeful that people will pick that up because we tried to put the most wisdom into just a few pages.
Yeah. Well, one of the common threads, I'm looking at the marriage book right now, and we'll talk about the parenting book as well, but one of the common threads I see is the vulnerability of everybody.
Mm.
Nobody's claiming to have it all together.
Well, that's because I think marriage does something profound for us, especially believers that understand the spiritual battle that we're in this natural life, and that is it beats our selfishness right out of us. And, you know, if you understand the purpose of that, that actually when Jesus says to men, love your wives, the scripture, I should say, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Mm. That's a tall order, and unfortunately, most men back up from that because that's impossible. I can never do that. But he wants us to try, and he wants us to do better each and every day. And so for us to be able to find handles and hooks and ways to express our appreciation and our selflessness toward our spouses, you know what? If you're doing that, you're doing a wonderful thing for your marriage, and you'll have a thriving marriage.
And since this is an audio edition, maybe it will reach a few more men.
Oh, I think so. Yeah. And there's an appetite out there. I'm so excited about the younger generation. You know, I just turned 51 and we get down on younger people so much because they don't have the orthodoxy down fast. And that's important. It's important to know what it is you believe as a Christian. But you know what? Equally importantly is orthopraxis, the doing of the word. How do we put our faith into action each and every day? And, you know, with the divorce rate, particularly talking about, again, marriage, with the divorce rate being what it is, not just in the world, but also in the church, we've got to do better. Not only for our own health and well-being, but also because they're testimonies before the world. And we're claiming Christ and they're watching us. And when we divorce at roughly the same rate as those that don't even have a faith in God, it brings into question whether or not is there really a God. And that's not healthy.
Mm-hmm. Jim, this is a dangerous question because I know authors and people in your position have moved on and done 1,000
Sample complete. Ready to continue?